This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
CeeLo just handed me a bulletin. That's the word I was looking for.
It's a good word.
As he walked in, I mean, I felt like this was 1995 again, which is awesome, as he handed me a piece of paper with sports news on it. And I said, yes, I saw part of this on X and was reading about it. So on the latest episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, Pablo Torre used to work for ESPN. I don't think he still does. He's doing his own podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, which was released this morning around 7:30. The show's host reported that Jordan Hudson has been banned from the Tar Heels football facility. Citing multiple UNC sources, Torre said that the decision was made by members of the university's administration in the wake of Belichick's viral interview with CBS Sunday Morning, which the 24-year-old Hudson interrupted to shut down a question regarding how her and the 73-year-old head coach first met. Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there's been a decision that was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just the coach in the state of North Carolina, $10 million a year, and that the decision was that Jordan Hudson, she is no longer allowed in the football building. She's not allowed on the football field. Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward. Torre also revealed that Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned by what has transpired. One Belichick family source told me there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, and everything he has built and worked for over decades. He added, in fact, the family has been digging into Jordan Hudson as well.
I'm worried for me. I don't want to lose this bet. Oh. He's got to be there week one. He can't quit. He can't take the opt out.
Well, remind everybody of the bet. I remember now it's you and Al, and Al said that by...
He won't coach a game.
They won't coach a game.
That he will not coach a game as UNC's head coach, and I said he will. It's a lot of money on the line. He took the job. He's a football coach. He'll be there. And if I lose and he's not there, I have to, on a Saturday, sit inside and do nothing. I have to pull an Al. And that sounds horrible to me. And if he is coaching week one, then Al has to go to a baseball game in New York with me, specifically a day game, so it eats up his entire day, and he'll have to watch all nine innings.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Sophie's choice for Belichick at this point. He's sitting around, like, doing the pros and cons. He's like, football, P-word. Football, P-word. Jeez. P-word football. Right? That's what he's got to be thinking.
Maybe he thinks he's really in love. I don't know.
I'm sure he thinks he's really in love, but she's also, I mean, the level of crazy you deal with is directly resulted from, or directly.
Vagina.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So the level of crazy you deal with is
linked to?
Directly linked to how attractive that person is. And that's a fact. You want to say that that is, you know, archaic or barbaric or an old school level way of thinking. In most instances, it's not. It is the truth. People, men will deal with a certain, same thing with women too, in looks. You'll deal with a level of crazy based on how attractive someone is or how much money they
but
have.
But how much do you deal with when it starts to get to a level that starts to make you look bad? Which way you could even make the case we've gotten there already.
I think that he is so wrapped up in her and having a 24-year-old girlfriend, and he's got this legacy that is out there, and he knows what he did and has all the rings, and I'm thinking that he doesn't care about that. And he's probably more upset with the fact that people are all over her than his reputation being ruined.
Do you think there's ever a moment, and listen, guy, good for him, good for her. If they really are into each other, that's great. But do you ever think, and maybe not even just him, anybody in his position, at some point looks in the mirror and says, I look ridiculous. Like it is ridiculous. And again, I'm not specific to them, but any 70-year-old with a 20-year-old.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I do, but I think the conversation is I look ridiculous, but I got to ride this thing out as long as I can. That's what I think it is. You know,
you
I mean,
right.
this is stupid.
Like, what's the conversation like with his sons that are in their, I think, late 40s?
I think it's, hey Dad. Hey, son. What's going on? Not much. Am I going for lunch? No, not today. I'm going with Jordan. Okay, see you later. That's probably the conversations.
I don't think they have real conversations about it. I think they don't have real conversations about it because you saw that his daughter-in-law was posting negative stuff on social media.
But that's part of what I mean, though. Like, all right, if not having conversations, he's got to, at least when he sees them, know they're thinking things. And it's got to, you would think, affect him in some way, no? I mean, you're a father now. If you were doing something, obviously you've got to fast forward here 10 years or 12 years until your girls are in their teens where they really form opinions like this. You've got to think at some point if you did something that would be out of the box, if you will, that every time you talk to them, you don't think they're looking at you like, what is he doing?
Yeah, but I also think that when you're him, like he has made a living on not caring what people think and
being
him.
Yeah, but not family, though.
I'm telling you, right? I mean, he is sitting by himself right now. He is at least questioning, and he's doing the pros and cons. He's going, football.
Vagina.
Football.
Vagina.
Football.
Vagina.
Which one is it? What do you think is going to come out on top?
Vagina.
Probably.
Probably.
All right, can you add $10 million a year to that?
But he's made so much money.
Yeah,
like,
but what do we know about people that have made a lot of money?
They
it's
want
never
more money.
Enough.
They want more money.
It's like they're addicted to
I'm
it.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
But this is classic, like $10 million or 24-year-old girlfriend.
I'm saying. It's not just football. It's football and a monster contract as well.
$10 million or?
Vagina.
Yeah.
God.
I would probably. It's an impossible.
Stories, man.
The only time I've ever been in a situation where I'm like, okay, it's enough now. So I remember there was these DJs called Loud Luxury that had a song, and Gina and I went to see them in Atlantic City together when we were younger, and we got a chance to like be by the DJ booth, and we hung out and we saw them. So like a few years later, which was like, you know, children were born and
yeah,
the whole thing. So it might have been 3 years, but it was like a long 3 years. And I remember going out to Vegas for one of the fights that I got sent out to because of whatever it was, like Fox Sports pay-per-view or whatever. And I got to go to one of the fights in Vegas, and I saw that Loud Luxury was out there. So I like reached out to the person I knew that was a part of them. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll go and hang out. So it was me and a buddy of mine who's got male pattern baldness and everything. And I remember sitting back there and just looking around going, all right, I am now the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fine. It was Gina and I, and we were like probably our late 20s at that point or whatever we were, and we're having a great time. And like now it's just like, it's just not
creepy.
I wouldn't say creepy, but I felt like creepy would have been if I was like talking to 22-year-olds, which I was. I was standing there like looking around and I was like, I'm the old guy. This doesn't fit any
longer. Do you even hear what you're saying? You were 40.
I wasn't 40 at the time.
You were in your 30s.
Yeah, I was in my 30s.
You were in your 30s, and you felt like you didn't belong, and had you spoken to a 22-year-old, you would have deemed it creepy. He's 72.
Yeah.
He's not 52. He ain't 62. Yeah. He ain't 60. He's 72.
Yeah, you're... No, I know. Trust me.
His kids have to look at him, and daughter-in-law must look at him like, what has happened to this guy? And you're I know you can play the clip again, but I mean...
Vagina.
At some point, I think you had your hand on the button.
Yeah, no,
it's just nuts. If I would have told you when it was the last Super Bowl, he won with the Patriots. If I would have told you that we're going to fast forward 5 years from now, and Bill Belichick is going to be dating a 24-year-old when he's 72, and he's going to be out of the NFL and still coaching, you'd be like...
No, it's one of the more wild things. I said this before, of all the things that have happened in sports recently, like that whole story is the most unbelievable of anything that has gone on.
And I don't mean unbelievable, like cool, unbelievable. I mean like unbelievable, like it doesn't make sense.
Like
if I told you today Bill Parcells is going to start dating a 30-year-old tomorrow, you can't make, it's not out of the realm of possibility anymore.
I know. And I try not to sit here in judgment of these people's personal lives, but you're right. And Boomer said to me once, he was like, might have been off the air, but he's like, think about it, like when Sabrina is of dating age in her 20s and all of a sudden Dick Vermeil shows up at the door. You're like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
So then I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. You know? It is wacky, but North Carolina's got the power in this situation. Like, listen, we hired you to do this job. She's a detriment. People are laughing at us. I feel like you're distracted. You're doing this book tour. We didn't have you come here to make us look silly. We had you come here to give us credibility. Now you're trouncing around this 24-year-old floozy who's running your life. We don't need this.
Sabrina dating 110-year-old Jerry Burns.
Hey.
I'm just going to go up to the portly.
It's dumb.
And it's real. It's just ridiculous.